Surrounded by reporters, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived at the venue in Anchorage, Alaska, wearing a sweater marked CCCP, a nod to the former Soviet Union, which once included both Russia and Ukraine. He told Russian television his delegation came with a clear and understandable position. Lavrov spoke after Russian state media reported Russia's President Vladimir Putin made a stop in eastern Russia before flying to Alaska, rejecting calls for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Moscow is still demanding full control of four annexed regions, a withdrawal of Kiev's forces, no membership of the NATO military alliance for Ukraine, and the lifting of Western sanctions. But Putin also praised US President Donald J. Trump for his efforts to strike a deal. The current American administration is making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities, stop the crisis, and reach agreements that are of interest to all parties involved in this conflict, he says. The Kremlin leader has hinted that Friday's talks could also open the door to a nuclear arms control deal with Washington. From the US side, President Trump told Fox News Radio the Alaska meeting is just the first step.
It's like a chess game. This meeting sets up the second meeting. But there is a 25% chance that this meeting will not be a successful meeting, in which case I will run the country and we have made America great again.
Trump has pledged to push for a ceasefire, while Ukraine insists no peace deal can happen without Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the table. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.